Om Sairam, I would like to share my experience with all Sai devotees here. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I would just like to say that my husband has had cancer in his mouth last year and had some surgery. After the surgery, he had some small blister on his neck, which was oozing out some fluid. And this has been happening since last 1 year. Full stop. He also had a minor surgery to correct that blister, but it didn't help. He goes for checkup to the doctor every 2 to 3 months. So we went to the doctor, and doctor said, "Let's do a CT scan." We live in UK, and here we have to wait for an appointment to come. We can't just walk in and have the investigation the next day. It completely depends on the waiting list. The appointment may come in 1 day or 1 month. So the doctor referred us to CT scan. So when my husband went for CT scan, there he met a radiology consultant who is our friend. He is from India as well. So he said, "No, let's do MRI. MRI will show better if there is any problems." Then he had an MRI which showed lymph nodes, and lymph nodes for a person who's had cancer, having lymph nodes which are slightly even prominent means that there is high chances of those lymph node means that cancer could be there on these lymph nodes. So it made us really worried, and I was really really upset and crying to Baba to help us out. Then we waited for an MRI appointment. Sorry, no. So the MRI was done, so we waited for surgeon's appointment. When we went to surgeon, he said there is nothing to see on examination. I was praying to Baba Baba all the time during the surgeon's appointment. Then he suggested, "Let's do ultrasound, and if the ultrasound shows the lymph node, we'll do the biopsy." In between, I also got some lump in my breast, which made me really worried. So I made an appointment with the doctor. So I got my appointment 3 weeks later, and I promised Baba that I will do Sai Vrat for 3 weeks. Please make our report normal. I also did 1 day Parayanam, so read the whole Satcharita in 1 day. And then just every day praying to Baba, crying sometime, anxious, but somehow Baba was helping me to stay calm most of the times. Then I went for my reports. Everything was normal for me, and I was really happy and thankful to Baba. And then after that, my husband went for his ultrasound. So the miracle here is that I was away. I work far away from home, and I work for 48 hours. So if I leave today morning, I'll not be back till tomorrow late night. So the ultrasound was on Tuesday, and I left home on Monday morning. And this was my week 2 of Parayanam, and I continued my fasting the Satcha as the Thursday Vrat. So then Baba. I was reading the chapter of Mainatai, how Baba sent Bapugir Bua from Jamner to Jamnagar and helped Mainatai. So I said to Baba, "Baba, how would you help me? Would you send me something? Am I that loving devotee, or am I that devotee that who you think is capable enough to get something from you?" And this is, I'm at work in a foreign country, in a far place away from home, so nowhere near friends. So there's no way of any friend coming from Shirdi or giving me anything. I just forgot about it. And then evening, I suddenly got a picture in my WhatsApp. Now we keep sending pictures to each other on WhatsApp. I usually don't get pictures from anyone on WhatsApp directly to me. In the group, we get loads, but not directly to me. I got it from a friend who's never sent me Baba's picture ever before. And she sent me a picture in Tamil. I am not a Tamilian and I can't read or write Tamil. So she sent me a picture and I was like, why? I was very happy and cried looking at that picture to say, Baba, this is how you've come. The way you went to Meenathai, you sent me the picture through my friend. Next day, my husband went for his ultrasound and the doctor was surprised that there was no lymph node seen. And how much ever the doctor tried, there was no lymph node seen at all. I was so happy and I cried to Baba and I said, this is how you came yesterday to tell me that you are with me. And I continued reading my Satcharita for 2 weeks and I promised Baba if the report comes normal, I will do another week, which I am doing right now. It's just to say, I don't know why this problem came and how Baba solved it immediately. But I only know that the problem came to maybe make me read Satcharita. Though I read or listen to the one chapter of Satcharita daily, but this reading of last 2 weeks has been very different. I don't know whether it was because of stress, but I have understood Satcharita completely differently. How Baba says in every chapter, surrender, complete surrender. That surrender, Baba has blessed me to understand, not completely still, but I understand now what surrender means and how blessed we are that Baba is in our life. We are able to take Baba's name from our mouth. That is also Baba's wish. And reading Satcharita is like reading, directly talking to God. And I am blessed that Baba is looking after me in this life. I have no other wish. I wish all Sai devotees lots of Baba's love and blessings, and thank you for listening. Om Sai Ram.